Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 848. The New Rules of Fitness for 2013 by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. Now, the title of today's article says 2013, but it definitely still applies today. Many of the articles I read for you have been around for years, but we're always picking ones that are evergreen and can be revisited years into the future. So I promise you'll still find today's post super helpful. Oh, and it's Wednesday, so we're due for a little inspiration. So here we go. Quote, "Sometimes in the winds of change, we find our true direction." Anonymous. And with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. The New Rules of Fitness for 2013 by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. We've entered 2013, and yet most of us think of exercise like it's 1991. Let's toss out the old and welcome the new. The old. Long sessions of jogging or marathon sessions on the elliptical machine or treadmill, or working every body part individually on a dozen different weight machines and dumbbell stations, doing circuits in a women-oriented fitness center, taking dance, aerobic, or kickboxing aerobic classes. Now, there's nothing wrong with all that, but it's not how we live today. Today, we live online in a world of Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Pinterest, of Gmail and iPhones. The way we live and think online isn't at all how we think about fitness. Let's take a cue from how we actually live and think today and change up fitness. Let's rethink things for 2013. The new rules of fitness. If we take cues from our online world today, here's how we do fitness, and some of us are already doing it this way. 1. Small. In the world of tweets and SMS messages, long classes or gym workouts or jogging sessions just don't seem to fit. We don't have time for all of that. So toss out the workout and instead think of fitness as small as a tweet. Sprint up a hill after getting off the train or parking your car. Sprint up a flight of stairs as you go into the office. Do some push-ups before a meeting. Do some squats after sitting for 30 minutes. Pick up a friend, put him on your shoulders and carry him for a block. Let's call it a fitness bit instead of a workout. 2, social. We rarely do anything online or offline without sharing it or collaborating with others. So share your fitness bits or do them with others. Play a sport. Find a place where others are sharing their fitness bits too. It's probably where you're already sharing other stuff. 3, distributed. Everything is out there in the cloud these days, not just on one server, but distributed across many. But when we schedule a workout, we schedule it at just one time. So 1990s. Instead, do bits throughout the day, distributed among all the other little tasks you're doing. Do some yoga sun salutations in the morning, a bit of walking or sprinting on the way to work, some bodyweight exercises at your desk or in front of your living room couches for us work-at-home bums, some basketball or walking or running with friends after work, some chin-ups at home in the evening. This breaks up all the sitting you usually do, which is a good thing. 4, fun. We do most of our stuff online because it's fun, or at least I do. I love reading good stuff online, or collaborating with friends, or sharing something interesting I found or thought about. So why is fitness so boring to so many people? They're doing it wrong. It's actually fun as hell. If you've been doing exercises you hate, find something more fun. A sport, playing with your kids, walking or running with a good friend, a new challenge with a group of friends. 5. Open. Let's toss out the days when companies had proprietary secret methods for getting you in shape, and you had to hire a trainer to tell you what to do because he or she had all the knowledge and you didn't. Instead, let's share our best methods, learn from each other, improve on each other's methods, and share those. Let's find a good way, like open source software has, to collaborate and share our fitness methods. 6. Exportable. These days, the best services allow you to export your data anytime you want, and you can take that data anywhere you want to take it. Yes, I know some services don't do that, but those guys suck. So let's do the same with fitness. Instead of having to do your workout at a gym, or a track, or a yoga studio, or CrossFit gym, or some other specific place, be able to take your workout anywhere. You can do bodyweight exercises anywhere, do yoga poses anywhere, do chin-ups at the playground or on a tree branch, sprint up a hill or some stairs, walk briskly anywhere. Be fluid with your fitness and be able to adapt to wherever you are. 7. Fast. We work with unprecedented speed online these days. If a page takes 10 seconds to load, it's too slow. That was unimaginable 15 years ago. So let's get our fitness to move at the same speed. Remove all the barriers to doing a fitness bit. Page speed comes when you remove all the heavy stuff from a page or app. So remove the heavy stuff that slows you down before accessing the fitness bit. What are some of the barriers? Well, things like having to go to a gym, sign up for a class, get some clothes or equipment. Instead, you should remove anything that keeps you from doing a fitness bit right now or at any moment you want to do it. Those are the new rules of fitness, and they will keep you active all the time if you give them a try. You just listened to the post titled, The New Rules of Fitness for 2013 by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Now you might be wondering, with all of these wonderful suggestions that Leo has, where you incorporate little bits of fitness throughout your day, whether or not that actually will lead to improved health or improved fitness. And when we look at the research, it turns out that yes, it does seem to improve fitness. If we can incorporate a little less sitting and a little bit more movement, it turns out it does have some positive health effects on the body. You just have to do it fairly consistently. So if you don't have time to get to the gym and do that 20, 30, 45, 60 minute workout, that's okay. Just incorporate these little fitness bits throughout the day. Now, researchers are finding that it's not enough to just stand more throughout the day. So let's say you have a sit-stand station at your desk. That's one of those things where you can put your computer, monitor, and keyboard on this desk that you can then raise up so you can stand while you type, or lower it back down when you get tired of standing and want to sit. Those are nice, but what we're learning is we actually need to move more, not just stand more. Again, standing is a bit of an improvement than sitting, but we really need to be moving. That's where we really see some of those health effects kick in. And you might feel silly at work, especially if you're in your business clothes, sprinting up some stairs to get to your office. Instead, maybe you can try skipping stairs and sort of lunging when you walk up the stairs instead of running up them. Or walk up the stairs a little bit more quickly instead of sprinting up them, walk as fast as you can up the stairs. Any way you can mix things up, get your heart rate slightly elevated even, that over time can make a big difference. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you, as always, for subscribing. Thank you for being here every day. I hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.